One way to reduce the risk of runovers and backovers is to designate areas in the workspace that are worker-free and equipment-free. Where possible, these areas should be marked with signs and boundaries to remind workers of the hazard. Some equipment-free zones are stable, such as employee parking areas, latrines, and break areas. Other equipment-free zones will move throughout the operation of a typical milling and paving project. Worker-free zones are likely to be dynamic, changing as the project progresses. Where possible, these areas should be marked with signs and boundaries to remind workers of the hazard. Dynamic worker-free zones include access and egress points as well as other truck and equipment paths.